filling my void through service.
So, during my 20 years in a wide variety of positions in the entertainment industry, I really had a lot of fun. It required only a few hours of my time, and I had a lot of adventurous challenges because I had so many new experiences. And yet, I often told people that I felt like I was walking across the sands of life, but when I looked back, I wasn't leaving any tracks. In other words, I felt like I was bringing my audiences some temporary pleasure, but I wasn't leaving them with anything of permanent value. Do we all inherently have those drives to uplift others? Do they come from some other level of ourselves? Or do we just pick up those intentions to make other people feel better from others around us once we've been born into this physical environment?
You're born wanting to be of value, wanting to uplift. And you're born understanding that you have value. Most of that feeling of lack that you were describing was not about your not being able to provide lasting value to others, but because your thoughts were keeping you away from your own personal alignment. It works like this. When you are in alignment with who you really are, with your inner being or source, you cannot help but uplift those with whom you come into contact. And in that alignment, you do not notice so many others who are not in alignment. The law of attraction does not surround you with dissatisfied people when you are satisfied. And the law of attraction does not surround you with satisfied people when you're dissatisfied. You simply cannot compensate for your own misalignment by offering more time or energy or action. You cannot find ideas that are effective enough to make up the difference. Your value to those around you hinges upon only one thing, your personal alignment with Source. And the only thing that you have to give another is an example of that alignment, which they may observe and then desire and then work to achieve, but you cannot give it to them. The entertainment that you provided to your audiences was actually a much bigger gift than you were able to acknowledge at the time, for you were providing distraction from troubling things. And in the absence of your audience members' attention to their problems, they did achieve, in many cases, temporary alignment with Source. But you can't go with each of them, holding yourself as their only object of attention in order to maintain their good feeling. Everyone is responsible for the thoughts they think and the things that they choose as their objects of attention. All of you have, deep within you, an understanding that you're here as joyous creators, and you're always being called toward that fulfillment. But there is not a long list of requirements that you're expected to accomplish. Your intention was to let your physical environment inspire your never-ending ideas of expansion or desire, and then you intended to align with the source energy within you for the achievement of those ideas. In other words, you knew your desires would be born from your participation here, and then once the desire was alive within you, you could focus your thoughts until you accomplished a feeling of expectation, and then your desire would come to fruition. The primary role that others around you play in that equation for creation is they provide variety from which your desires are born. It was not your intention to measure your value against the value of others, but to be inspired to new ideas by the combination of things going on around you. Any comparison to others is only meant to inspire expanded desire. It was never intended as a means to diminish you or to discount your value. Your life is not about what you will do after work, or on the weekend, or after you retire. Your life is happening now, and it is really represented by how you're feeling now. If your work feels unpleasant or unfulfilling or hard, it is not because you're standing in the wrong place, but because your perspective is clouded by contradicted thought. You cannot have a happy ending to a journey that has not been pleasant along the way. The end absolutely does not justify the means. The means, or the path along the way, always brings about the essence of an identical ending.